Hey, it's Mackenzie.
And this is Shay.
And this is the Mills Fast Brief. So, I feel like we have not talked in forever.
It's been so long since we've sat down together.
I know. It's kind of crazy. Okay, so what is new? Tell me, fill me in.
I feel like there's so much. I don't want to bore everyone, but so we sold our house, I think, since the last time we talked. We'll talk on here. But we sold our house, and we got a really amazing offer, way over asking price. It actually did just fall through, unfortunately, but we had a second, we had like 13 offers total.
Which is amazing.
But we had like a solid few, so we were able to go back to another buyer and ask if they were still interested, because it had only been a week, and they were 100% still interested.
That's good.
So we went into escrow with them today. So,
oh my gosh, that's exciting.
It just means one more inspection, which I'm annoyed with because I thought I was done having people come through the house.
True.
And like, it's a mess now from trying to pack.
Yeah.
So that sucks a little bit, but that's something good. I also got a new job.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. Tell everybody about it.
Yeah, so I was working like a temp position before, just in customer service.
For an awful company.
It was horrible. Like, I never want to do that again. But I landed kind of like, not my dream job, but on my way to a dream job, kind of.
Which is really exciting.
So I've always wanted to be a lawyer, and I've kind of backed off of that a little bit, but I do still want to work like for a law office or a law firm, maybe even as a paralegal. And I just got case manager position, case manager position at a law firm here in Carlsbad. And I'm really excited because I have so much experience in like what they want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy to me how similar my previous role is to this new one. And so I'm really excited to finally have something that, like, I'm not brand new at.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going into a job where I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, which is really good and will help you grow and...
Exactly. And then one more thing before I ask you how your week was is today, actually, I watched the C-SPAN, which is, if you don't know what C-SPAN is, it's, like, the live streams of what Congress is doing.
Okay.
So they have like all the different subcommittees. They have one of the C-SPAN channels is just a live stream of the floor.
Oh, that's
cool. In the Senate. So I watched that today, and it was the subcommittee hearing for, what is it called? Sexual assault in the military.
Oh my goodness.
And it was so crazy to me how long this has been an issue. Like, obviously forever, right? But it's been on Congress's radar since at least 2008, like as we're voting on this thing. And it was just absolutely insane to hear the testimonies.
Were they good or what?
Yeah. So, I mean, the individuals who aren't used to speaking for like Congress were definitely nervous. Like, you could tell there was a military spouse on there.
Really?
She was sexually assaulted by an E-9.
Oh my gosh.
Her husband's in the Air Force.
Okay.
Was in the Air Force. I think I didn't really understand from her testimony. I think he's in a different branch now.
Okay.
Because they destroyed his career for her reporting the sexual assault.
No way.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a good, serious topic that we could do a podcast on.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, they destroyed his career because it was his command. It was his E-9 who sexually assaulted her while everyone was under the influence.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
She reported it. She did everything she was supposed to.
Yeah.
Reported it. She had a sexual assault.
What happened to the guy?
Nothing.
Really?
He's literally still an E-9.
No.
Nothing happened.
Oh.
And
you're joking.
Her husband was supposed to get promoted.
Did they, like, say his name?
No.
Oh.
So, I know, right? I know, me too. But her husband was supposed to get promoted. Never got promoted for, like, a year and a half. And so he said, everyone looked down on him. He had, like, everything he did was wrong. He couldn't do anything right.
What
so
the heck?
He switched branches, I believe, is what kind of it sounded like.
Yeah.
She didn't say directly, but he's no longer in the Air Force, is what she said. But then later on, she said he was active duty.
Mm,
so I'm assuming it's just a different
branch.
But it was insane to me. And then they had Vanessa Guillen's lawyer.
Yeah.
Her family's lawyer was testifying. And she is not a very good speaker, so I was kind of disappointed because I think she had a really great opportunity to, like, speak to Congress. I mean, there was just the subcommittee, but still. And I don't think she definitely didn't answer the questions very well because she kind of got caught up on her words. But it was definitely interesting. They had a bunch of retired colonels who came on in one panel. One was a retired JAG. Another one is now a Yale professor.
Oh, wow. That's
what's
cool.
Crazy to me is that it's all of these old white men who are justifying the actions. They're saying that no civilian sector has the resources that the military has for sexual assault. And I say, yeah, you're right. But that's because it's such a bad issue in the military. And also, if we have all of these tools, why aren't they working?
True.
That's my biggest thing is they're like, you can't change the policy because then we're gonna get rid of all these good tools that we have. Obviously, they're not good tools.
The tools aren't
because
working.
People are killing themselves. Yeah. Like, it was just, I'm like sitting there on the couch like, why don't I watch this more often?
I'm so dead. That's insane.
But anyway.
It's a good topic. We should definitely do a podcast on it.
Yeah, we will. We definitely will. After we do some research. We need to do some good research for that
research,
one.
Yeah.
How was your week? Or last couple weeks?
It was crazy. So I was in Ohio for the last week or so working. And then Kate's sister got married. So that was really fun. And it's just been crazy. So now we're home. Kate has to rom. So he's been here for the next 5 days. But she's actually really thrilled about the fact that he doesn't have to go to work for this whole week. And he can play video games all day. Like, can you dream of something better for a boy? But so overall, it's been good. Just getting back into work. I'm going to Florida next week, so I'm really excited for that.
Yay.
And so this week is just like go, 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 do. Just so much going on. And I love having Kate home because we get to spend so much time. But I'm also used to like not having like, I don't want to say distraction is the right word, but just like now that he's home, I'm like, oh, I want to hang out.
Yes.
And like, oh, I want to do these things. And so I'm like, normally I have like a big chunk of time to like do a bunch of things.
Yeah.
And now we're like eating every meal together and working out together, which is like so fun. I'm so grateful. But now my to-do list is like, why are you like
it
not
gets
doing
longer
me?
And longer. Yes. I totally get
but
that.
But overall it's fun. I'm trying to think what else is new. We worked out today together, which was really fun because we did like a circuit workout where we like did something, ran sprints. It was very hard, but it was super still good. And just finishing up classes because I graduate in May, which I'm really excited about just to be done with college.
Are you going to have a grad party?
Probably not. Yeah. I'm not even like getting a cap and gown or anything.
Okay, well.
Well, I'll go out to dinner. How about that?
I'm like, I'm about to change that. Not that I'm going to throw you a party, but we're going to do something.
Okay, we'll go out to dinner or something. But so overall, it's pretty good. And yeah, just getting everything ready. And I don't know, I feel like so much is happening and like so little, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like things to do. But I do like it because I feel like the days go by so much quicker, and we have a lot of exciting stuff coming up with the podcast, which I like. And Kate officially submitted his package.
Woohoo! That's so exciting.
So for anybody listening, basically, which just means is his career planner submitted his package. So right now he applied for the same job that Shay's husband is already like submitted to do. And we're hoping for the other side of the country. So we're hoping to do SOI, which is School of Infantry East, which would be in Lejeune. It's actually Geiger, which is right next to Lejeune. They're like kind of the same area, but it is broken up just because it's strictly for MCT.
Yeah, SOI.
But overall, so that's exciting. I don't know when we'll find out about it. I kind of like sometimes forget that we even did it just because it's going to take forever to even hear back from it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's also kind of helping us be kind of less stressful, like, because like it's kind of even though the decision still has to come back if it gets accepted and we have to like quote unquote accept it, just the fact that we've already put it in like is
it's
a
like,
breath of fresh air.
Yeah, definitely. And so it'll be hard for him to say no, I'm not gonna do it once it gets accepted.
And if he gets a bonus, like, why are we going to turn that down?
Yeah, the bonus is nice.
So that's what we're also hoping on. So we'll see. But I'm really excited for this episode.
Yeah.
So we reached out to a bunch of our friends and followers and viewers and all that kind of stuff and said, what questions do you have? And we had a really, really good turnout. And so I think without further ado, let's get into the questions. Okay, so the first question would be that we got asked was, what's the hardest adjustment?
That's hard because there are a lot of hard adjustments.
I would say for me, the hardest adjustment is, in my mind, you'd think that the Marine Corps has a set schedule. I thought that Cade would go to work at this time, he'd come back at this time, and I get that there would be, like, days where it's like, oh, we have a field op, so it's different.
Yeah.
But the fact that every single day is different was, like, the adjustment that I was like, Oh my gosh.
That's a good one. I would say that is on my top two. My other one would be how much control. Yeah. I knew that, like, he has a command to report to, but I didn't think it would really influence me mm-hmm. and, like, what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
But it has so much influence on my life and my,
for sure.
my mood. Like, if he's getting bitched at, sorry, pardon me, my French, by his command, I'm basically getting...
Yeah. Well, and, like, it just trickles down. Yeah. And their hours trickle down or things
they have so much control over them. Like,
yeah.
what they can... And granted, it is because our husbands are... lower enlisted, towards the lower enlisted. So,
yeah. But still.
That doesn't help. But I definitely was not prepared for how much control there would be.
Yeah. Which goes into our next question, what are the hours and days like? And I don't know if it's our husband's job specifically, but it changes every single day.
Like, we get this a lot from families, and all of these questions, most of these questions are from civilian.
Yeah.
Like, family and friends.
Almost every question's from a civilian.
This one, listen up if you're a civilian, if you're a family of a military person or family, the schedules change every single day. And yeah. when we make plans, almost every single time they have to change.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with us or what we want. It has
For sure.
everything to do with command. Sometimes... even higher up than their command.
Yeah.
You know, higher then, power.
Exactly. And I think it's really hard because sometimes we don't even know. Like, all, like, before we go to bed, I'll be like, okay, what time are you setting your alarm? And he's like, well, I have accountability at 5 a.m. And so I'll wake up at that time and hopefully they'll let me know. And then even some days, we'll wake up at 5 and he'll be like, well, I haven't been told anything, so I'll go back to sleep for 30 more minutes and then wake up and see if I've heard anything.
Yeah.
So it's so hard because sometimes you don't even know until, like, they're like, oh, be at work in 30. And it's like, great, I live 30 minutes from work.
Yeah, like, you have to. It's like on call. They're yeah. literally on call. And I don't think Austin's is that bad to where it's either 6:30 for PT or 8.
That's so, nice. Because Cade's, I feel like, changes so much. And yeah. then the new little trend is they'll get there or he'll wake up, he'll have PT, he'll get there, and then they'll say, PT's canceled. And he's like... great.
That's
what
do
I
do?
Because then I'm going to drive another hour. Yeah. And so I just feel bad. The next question is discounts to theme parks.
So this
you know
is a
lot
big one.
More about this.
Yeah. So I'm not sure about other branches. I'm guessing so. I don't think it's just Marine Corps, but there is something called ITT where they do tickets and vacation sales.
Yeah.
And there's an office on base. And every year there's a new packet that contains every single theme park or vacation under the sun, including cruises, that you can take with a discount. So here in California, the big one is Disneyland.
Obviously. Where is ITT located on Camp Pendleton?
So it is right by the commissary. So do you know where the little poke oh. place is? Like the poke place, the Japanese cuisine?
Yeah.
When you're like driving down, like yeah. right on the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's just on the other side of that in the same complex. It's oh. in between the vet and the Japanese poke place. Because there's a vet right there.
Huh.
I'm so it's totally like you can see, like now that you're looking for it, you'll yeah. see on the back of it when you're driving out of base,
yeah.
it says ITT.
Okay.
And it'll say like tickets underneath it. But
you can check it out.
Yeah, we've gotten Disneyland tickets twice from ITT, and it is like a 3-day. You have to get a 3 or 4-day.
Okay.
You can't get just 1 day. And it is like, I would say $10 to $20 off.
That's nice.
So it's definitely a savings, and $10 is a drink.
Yeah.
Water bottle at Disneyland.
Literally.
So it definitely helps. I know that there are some bigger savings for mm-hmm. not as popular places.
Okay.
But everywhere from, like, Florida, what's in Florida besides Disney World? Is Knott's Berry Farms in Florida?
There's one here.
Is there?
Yeah.
I've never been. So there, both Knott's Berry Farms are on there.
Okay.
There's a place, like, it's broken down by state. So you search by state okay. in the packet.
That's cool.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so good to know.
Not to go off on a tangent, but there are definitely lots of ticket sales. Oh, and the other thing, too, is, and this is kind of how they get away around, like, you buying for family. The service member has to be the one to use the tickets. So, like,
okay.
when you go to Disneyland.
Your service member has to be there.
You can't just buy 3 tickets and give them to your family or friends. The service member has to be there to use the tickets.
Interesting.
And it's like that everywhere.
Okay. Well, I mean, for us, it's not that hard.
No, it's not that big of a deal.
But for, yeah, if your family...
There
like,
are a lot of family that will be like, oh, can we buy tickets from you? And then, you
yeah.
know, but it doesn't
make
that.
Okay, good to know. So the next question is a little bit long, but it helps kind of give some, like, background. So it says, I saw some of the things you posted on your story when you had to do furniture shopping and moving stuff by yourself while your husband was deployed. What is it like doing that? How do you feel when you have to do things like that? Are you able to, or do you call and text and ask him what his opinion is for those sort of things? So for me and my experience, it really just depended on what. I have the best husband ever, and he's very relaxed and chill. So when I bought the washer and dryer, he basically just said, first of all, the time difference was super bad in California, so I tried to ask him, and he was asleep. But his whole thing was like, you know what we need. I trust you with your, like, your judgment. Just get us a washer and dryer, because he was like, if I have to do laundry in the barracks for one more day, I'm going to go crazy.
Right.
So for some things, I will say it's hard, and I think what it's hard, the hardest thing for me is that civilian life, you don't have that. You don't have the whole, like, it's maybe like you come home from work and they're like, hey, sorry, today's just not going to work for this, but tomorrow we can go. Where in my mind, I had to buy this before we went out there.
Yeah.
So there was no option of not doing that. And with the time zone change, there was pretty much no option of us FaceTiming either, you know? So sometimes I get kind of caught up when I, like, see my friends getting to do certain things with their significant others that is, like, when you're younger, you're like, oh my gosh, to get to, like, apartment shop or to get to do something, like, move across country. Like, that would have been so fun to, like, drive in a car for that many hours and go see all those sites together. Sometimes that's, like, what's hard because it's, like, I really am doing everything by myself. But overall, it isn't as hard when you kind of just have this mindset of, like, this is what we have to do, at least for me. What it's like is, I don't know, I just feel like Kate and I decided, like, so early on that, like, we were one bank account, we were, like, one family, you know what I mean? So for us, it wasn't really hard to be, like, oh, who's taking care of what? It was kind of like, this is our money now, which I know everyone kind of has a difference on what they do with their money, but I have seen it's a lot easier when it's pulling from one account instead of breaking it up, in my own opinion.
100%.
And then I would just say, like, depending on your spouse and where they're deployed to is how much you talk to them and how much say they have.
Yeah.
So Cade was in Japan, so it was a 16-hour time zone change, which is tough. So that did kind of affect a lot of things with the moving and buying new furniture process. But I also have a husband that just doesn't care about those things. So, like, in his mind, as long as he was coming home and there was a house and a bed and laundry, he was happy.
Definitely.
What's your experience been?
So I've been lucky. I haven't had to do any of that on my own. Each time we've moved, he has been home.
That's nice.
Other than the fact that I did go through pregnancy without him.
Which is a lot.
Which I've talked about before, and we'll definitely have a podcast where we have another guest on that's gone through the same thing. But I definitely have a husband who has a little bit more of an opinion than he's kind of in the middle. Like, he's not controlling about things where he has to have his way, but he definitely likes to chime in. Mm-hmm. He definitely likes to be like, no, I don't like that, or yes, I like that. And he will tell me, like, really? So I've learned to send him two options.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So instead of saying, oh, well, what do you like? He'd say, well, I don't care.
Yeah.
But then when I pick, he doesn't like. So then I'm like, okay, I'll find two that I like, and I'll send them to him. So, like, we chose our new TV stand that way.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't bought it yet, but, like, I sent him two that I loved.
Yeah.
And he said, love the top one. Right? Oh. So then it's perfect.
So then it's easier,
so he feels like he chose it when I kind of just funneled the options.
Yeah.
Right?
Have you decided on a kitchen table yet?
I'm going to make one.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm, like, super handy, and I love woodwork. And I just bought myself a brad nailer, which is, like, a...
Yeah.
Nail gun.
Mm-hmm.
So I found the legs that I like. So I've been looking for weeks, and Austin got mad at me the other day. He, like, snapped at me because he is sick of hearing about dining tables.
Yeah.
He's like, if I have to hear the word dining table, or I guess words, dining table one more time, I'm going to scream. Because I literally was like, what about this one? What about this one? I don't like this one anymore. It's too dark. This is too light. Like, I don't like the legs.
Gosh.
Like, I could not find one I liked. So I'm just going to make the one that I want.
Do it.
Because I have a vision.
Yeah.
And I found legs from a company in Carolina, or South Carolina.
So they'll just, like, send them?
Yeah, so they'll ship the legs.
Oh, nice.
And then it'll be...
Where are you getting the wood from?
Home Depot. So the Home Depot sells, like, the butcher block
for
countertops. And it's the perfect size. They have one that's, like, the perfect size for a 6-foot table.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. And then I'll just stain it and finish it. So...
This is, like, totally up your alley.
I'm so excited. And the legs come, like, pre-drilled. So, like, all I have to do
is... Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, create a base and then drill it in. And it'll be about the same as, like, a low-end dining table, right? So, mm-hmm. like, not a super expensive. It's going to be under $1,000. I think it's going to be,
that's
like,
nice.
$500 to $600.
That's not bad. That's, like, the one you were looking at.
Yeah, and that's only because of shipping costs. Because to ship the legs across the country is expensive.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why it's going to be that much. Otherwise, it'd be cheaper.
True.
But anyway, so I haven't had to do...
You can make one for me. I'll pay it, and then you can just do it.
Heck yeah, girl. I love doing that stuff.
That'll be so fun. Okay. So I think it kind of depends on your situation. Yeah. But yeah, it definitely does get hard.
But
I'm also very independent, so it wasn't, like, too hard. I had my mom, shout out to Tracy, for helping me buy a washer and dryer.
Oh, right. I have my mom for everything. One thing I did want to mention is I found myself, after this deployment, being more resentful. The first one, I was like, yeah. Oh my gosh, like, you're back, we get to do things together. And this time when he came back, first, granted, I had a new baby.
Yeah.
So it was very different, but I was like, screw this. I've been doing this crap on my own for 6 months. I don't need your opinion. I don't want your opinion. Like, yeah. So it's definitely something we're still working through because I definitely was, like, very resentful. And
I think it's hard because you went through so much by yourself.
Yeah, I kind of have PTSD.
Like life-changing things.
Like, I was honestly, like, the happiest but lowest point in my life, like, after having Parker and not being alone.
Yeah.
So it's, like... When he came home, even though it wasn't his fault that he was gone.
It's so hard that you had to go
through
that.
I still was so resentful. So it was like, you know what? I don't care about your opinion.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something we're still working through. But I will say that this time it changed a little bit. Whereas the first time it was a lot easier.
No, I totally feel that. Okay, next question are, what are some things you learned about the Marines that you think the general public should know?
So this one I had a really hard time thinking of an answer to. Do you have one? And then I'll... provide
the idea. So some things that I've learned about the Marine Corps is they are the, like, most arrogant, proud branch, but you can't show it.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's so hard for me to wrap my brain around sometimes because, like, even today we were watching TV and they were singing the Marine Corps hymn and Cade was like, I don't see Marines around. Why are they doing that? How dare them? I'm mad. And, like, was actually mad. Like, 10 minutes later in the show, he was like, I'm so mad that they were singing that song. And I was like, what? But, like, you can't go wear Marine Corps things.
Yeah.
Yet, the fact that you're in the Marine Corps, you should be absolutely the most proud thing that you've done. Like, so it's just this weird, like, gray area of, like, proud but not proud. Happy but... hate the Marine Corps. Like, it's weird. So I feel like that's something people should know about the Marine Corps is that it's a very... And then once you get out of the Marine Corps, like, you're retired, you need to be the most proud about
Marine
Corps.
You need to show everybody. You have to be flying the flag in your front yard. You have to have a sticker on your car.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess it's just this weird...
I know why. So it stems back from... And it's because the Marine Corps is caught in the past. And this is another good one that civilians should know. So after the Vietnam War,
mm-hmm.
there was huge outpouring of unsupportive people for the military.
Oh, and I think I did hear about that.
If you wore anything military related out in public, people would beat you up because they were so opposed.
They were so opposed the war.
Over the Vietnam War because it was horrible. It was a horrible war.
Yeah.
So. The Marine Corps instituted this thing where you cannot wear anything military-related off base because you are going to get attacked or
mugged. Well, see, that makes sense because Cade said, like, the Marine Corps is, like, when you see people in airports, when you see, like, soldiers or anybody coming home, none of them are Marines.
No.
And I was like, why? And he's like, because if you get on a plane, you are the first target when someone gets on there.
And that's the other part of it. So that one, after the Vietnam War, was one. The other part is... Marines are first to fight, right?
Yeah.
So they're the first ones in, last ones out, which means they're the first targets.
Yeah.
So if they identify themselves as Marines, that's who.
Which is so funny because I feel like in an airport I can spot a Marine so easily.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing about that civilians can't do that we can. It's like
I can spot one like that.
Seriously. And my husband and I have a joke where we'll be like, "Oh, not a Marine. He's not a Marine."
Yeah.
And then Austin will be like, "Yeah. He's not a Marine," and he's, like, wearing A6 and a belt buckle, and he's got the high and tight.
No, we'll, like, joke about it. I'm like, that's Marine. And he's like, no, it's not. And then, like, my favorite is to say something, like, out loud that we're, like, talking about. Or be like, so what time's PT? And, like, if, like, they, it's like they have, not like PTSD, but, like, it's like they're used to hearing that and, like, their head will snap and know that it's them. And I think it's really funny. Yeah. But, so that would be something to learn about, like, that, yeah, Marines are that way. And then I'm trying to think about something else about the Marine Corps. Maybe I'll have to think about it.
One that we've already mentioned was, is the schedule.
The schedule is something to, like, be really mindful of.
That's the hardest thing. And I think, I don't know if we have any mother-in-laws. Well, I guess not mother-in-laws for us, but mothers of Marines.
Oh, yeah.
Who listen. But they're so proud, right? Like, mothers of Marines are, like, the proudest out of anybody. Understandably, right?
Yeah.
Like, their baby is
a Marine.
A hero, right?
Yeah.
And granted, they're not doing anything right now, but they gave their life to the military.
They said that if something came up, they would do
it. Exactly. They would lay down their life. And that is heroic. I think the thing is that because they're so proud, it does get a little bit extra. And I do know that that can cause issues for the Marines as far as, like, the Facebook pages.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say, like, be proud. Be loud about it. That's awesome. But those mom Facebook pages can be detrimental because everything is on Facebook, even if it's a private group.
Yeah.
Someone, like, we've
I would
talked
say
about.
When I would say, like, when you're, I think the, like, the line is when it becomes drama. You know what I mean? Like, my mother-in-law's great. She talks all the time about, like, Cade and is very proud, and it's all good things. But, like, because we're on the same page. I know you're talking about we're on the same page together. And there will be other moms that are, like, nasty about things or, like, will go on and complain about their son's command.
Yeah.
And that's when it's, like, that could go back to your son's command very quickly.
Yes.
And so, like, me and my mother-in-law, Connie, will talk about it. We'll be like, did you see that post? And she'll be like, I know, did you see that? And I'm like, crazy, you know? And so, like,
yeah,
that's the only thing is to, like, good. Be mindful of is... And it's kind of weird because, like, I don't know why, but, like, it gets back. They know everything. It gets back
it
to them so
back.
Quickly. I think we talked about another podcast, but, like, there was something that happened in our husband's area, and a wife posted about it, and she posted some false information, and it got back to her husband's command that his wife, not the service member, but the wife made the post, and it included incorrect information, and the husband is the one getting in trouble.
Yeah.
So they find out everything. Like, they literally are government-issued
within
property.
A day. Within a day.
So that is probably something as a parent, if you do have a kid that is in the Marine Corps and you're listening to, or even military in general, that anything you post could go back to their command because you don't know whose of whose is following that.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah. And to go along with that, there was a second part and I can't remember as far as, the scheduling.
Yeah.
So, like, I know that families are so excited for us to come home. Like, it's sometimes been a year since we go home. Like, a family will go a long time, especially if money's tight before going home. And sometimes we just can't do it. Like, sometimes we'll have this planned out. We're coming back for Christmas.
Yeah.
And he gets called in last minute and has duty.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle. And you're like, well, can you find someone to cover it? That's not how the military works.
Yeah.
You can't just cover a shift.
Yeah.
Sometimes guys will for cash, but if you're already strapped for cash, you can't afford to pay someone to take
your
duty.
Or when you're talking about that, I think another thing is, like, go to them. If they're home, try and be like, where are you staying? Can we come see you? Because I also know that sometimes it's really hard to hop from house to house to house to see everybody. So, like, going to see them, I think, really does make a big difference and helps your service member a lot.
That's another thing I want to bring up. And I'm not trying to, like, bag on civilians, but a huge drama in the military and that we all get along with on the same page is people don't visit us.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because they just think they can't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that's something that we could ask more of our civilian friends, but you can visit us.
Yeah.
There's even cottages and hotels on base that have discounted rates that we can provide and get you into.
And a lot of us have spare bedrooms.
Exactly. Most of us have spare bedrooms, unless you're living in a one bedroom. But there's only one area where those are prevalent on the other side of base. But if that's the case, there's blowout matches. Like, There's constantly, Airbnbs, there's hotels. Yeah, there's, like, we don't live on an island. Like, you can come visit us, and that's a huge thing. And I know a lot of families suffer from that. You and I are lucky. Our families come and visit all the time. But it's really hard for us to get home. It's weeks of waiting to submit leave. It's making sure we have the money to get back on, you know, a military salary.
Yeah.
And then when we go back, it's not a vacation. Yeah. It's stressful because we need to see everybody and everyone wants to see us. So I definitely would say a huge thing that the civilians should know is, like, just ask to come visit. That would be, like, so cool.
That would mean a lot to the service members.
Yeah, like, I know families who they've lost connection with friends. I've lost connection with friends.
Yeah.
If you want to see someone, just say, hey, when's a good time for me to come?
Yeah.
And if you're there and, you know, so-and-so has duty, so what? There's the beach.
Yeah. Like, I already have a bunch of friends and family already planning to come out this year. And, like, nothing has brought me more joy than, like my cousin, I'll shout her out, Nicole, she's the best. But she texted me and she was like, okay, what airport's the best to fly into? And I was like, oh, you're coming to see me. That's so exciting. And, like, my best friend River and her husband Chase, they just got married. They're the ones that I went to the wedding right after the day Cade got home, 6 hours later, got on a plane and actually Georgia, because they are the best. But they're coming out to see us in June, and my family's coming in May. So we were all excited that people are coming to see us.
That's
just
good.
Because, one, we're not going to be here forever, so it's exciting to show them the area. Yeah. But it's so much easier with our schedules for them to come out here.
100%.
So that's a really good point. Next one is, being married to someone in the military, what is your daily schedule like?
I think we've touched on this a lot.
I would say for mine, it just depends on what I have going on. So if I'm traveling for that week, it's kind of gone. If I'm home, my schedule depends on when Cade wakes up. So the days that he wakes up at 5 and leaves to go to PT, I'm still in love. And I wake up and make a lunch every morning. And then if I have a busy day, I just get up and I get right to it. And then if I don't have a busy day, I'll go climb back in bed for an hour or two and then get on with whatever I have to do. If I'm traveling, then obviously I'm not here. And then when Cade comes home, recently I've been working out before he gets home just because we've been doing different things. But if he's home and I haven't worked out, we'll go on a workout together. We'll have dinner and then we'll either watch TV and hang out for the night, or if we have different things to do, he'll either, like, play Xbox, if I have homework, or things like that. So I would say that mine depends on when he comes home. Yeah. Obviously, I do stuff while he's at work, but the times that I wake up and go to bed are very much to turn on what his schedule will look like, just because if we have to wake up early in the next morning, we'll go to bed earlier, vice versa, things like that. How about you?
Mine is very set, so...
Especially with having a kid, probably.
Yeah, so I don't... Unless we're, like, sick or there's something off going on, we get up at 6 every morning because I have to drop him off at daycare by 7:30.
Oh, okay.
So if I wake up at 6, I wake him up at 6:30. So it gives me 30 minutes for myself to get ready.
Yeah.
I prep everything the night before for him. So, like, I make the bottles for the day at night. That way in the morning I can just grab them and
we can go. This is a side note. Do you have to provide all the food for Parker at daycare?
So, except for snacks, but he's not there yet. So, I just have to provide all the bottles.
But are they, like, filled with formula?
Yeah. So, like,
So you're paying all that money and, like, you still have to pay food for him?
So, yes. Oh my gosh. We provide the diapers, the wipes. You can use their wipes, but I don't like the wipes they use, so...
Yeah.
I provide the wipes and then,
That's insane.
The formula. And then when he eats food, they do provide, like, lunch and snack time snacks.
Okay.
For him, though, we'll still provide it because he's not able to do, like, a lunch.
Yeah.
So even when he does do solids, it's still going to be, like, avocado and bananas, easy things to eat. So we'll still send those. They do provide, like, art supplies and, you know, everything like that they provide. It's just not the food or the diapers or the wipes.
I guess, like... I don't know. I guess, like, you had to buy school, like, lunch at school. I'm just saying, like, my parents didn't pay for me to go to school, so, like, it's crazy that you're, like, paying for someone to watch you. Yeah,
well, it's, like, daycare, so it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And I guess I'm just definitely
not used to having a kid and all the expenses.
It's definitely cheaper than having, like, a nanny, because nannies do, like, $20 an hour, and you still have to provide everything, and they come to your house, so... I haven't even made $20 an hour yet, so... I'm not gonna pay someone $20 an hour. Yeah. I would just do it myself. But, and then I drop him off at daycare and then work, and then after work I go pick him up and then I bring him home. And then whether or not we're picking up dinner or making dinner, I haven't been cooking a lot lately, so it's mostly been ordering food. But, trying to make dinner more. So honestly, like, what Austin's got going on doesn't matter for my schedule, just because I do have such a set schedule with work and the baby.
But I think that's really good, and I think it really just depends on who you are. I think if and when we have kids.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people, like, stay-at-home moms, their schedule is 100% dictated by their husbands, right? Yeah. Because that's just your job, is, you know, being home with the kids, waiting until husband gets home, maybe going to have your own time away. Yeah. But you have to wait till he gets home to have your own time. So it's definitely different per situation.
No, definitely.
Okay, next question. What do your husbands like most about the military? So what was Austin's answer?
So his answer, it was cute. He said meeting people from different walks of life and all of the friendships that you create.
That's cute. Kate said the friendships. He really did like the people that he gets to meet and the friends. I think just because they go through hell and back with each other. And so I think that really does bond a person.
It's kind of like Austin had the same group of friends, and I know Caden did too, since freshman year of high school. And so...
Yeah, Caden's was sixth grade.
Yeah. So since moving here, Austin thought he was going to keep the same friends and they were going to care about him and his life. Well, they did not keep up with him in his life. Even his best friend stopped talking to him. Just because... So not hard. Like purposeful.
Yeah.
But their lives just went... And Austin... realize his friends back home do not have any idea what he goes through.
Yeah.
So he no longer, it's not that he lost respect, but he lost commonalities with them.
Yeah.
And he puts it this way, is like, it is a brotherhood, even though that's cheesy.
Yeah.
But like the guys that he's friends with, they are his brothers. Yeah. And like they, even though they talk so much shit about each other.
Yeah.
Constantly. They're so mean to each other. They would lay down their lives for each other.
Exactly.
And that's the huge thing that makes them so close. It's like, if we were in a firefight, I would save your ass.
Yeah.
You know, so I definitely think that that's a huge thing. I do wish, I think the caveat of that is being pulled away from friends. Yeah. So like Austin's best friend just moved to North Carolina recently.
What's his best friend's name again?
Maggard is his last name.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah, Devin. Shout out to them. They're about to have a baby, like any day.
Exciting.
I feel like she's been pregnant forever, but, I know. And Austin's really sad because he just became a dad.
Yeah.
So he really wishes that he could be with his best friend.
Yeah. Are they stationed there? Or did they move there? Like,
they're stationed in Lejeune. Oh, so okay. He switched units. Yeah. And they're about to have their baby. And I'm just like, they're like the cutest little couple. So I'm so excited to see what their baby looks like.
That'll be so exciting.
But, I know that it hit Austin pretty hard his best friend leaving. Like, they talked every day for a little while because Austin was like, how do I do this without you?
Yeah.
So that's the hard part, is you get so close to these people and then...
Then they move.
They move.
I feel that. I'm going to cry when I move.
Okay. We are not talking about that ever again.
Okay, next was, what do our husbands least like about the military? And with no surprise, Kay's answer was the inconsistent hours.
Austin literally said, long unknown work days.
Wow.
Same exact thing. And then he also said, lack of communication.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So he gets in trouble a lot for things that, like, he didn't know. Right. Yeah. So, like, he didn't know this was happening because he wasn't told. Or then, he didn't look at the right group chat or whatever. Because there's, like, 500 different group chats.
For sure.
So that was his other thing.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just hard because you'd guess, because the military is so strict, that it'd be like, okay,
You're coming in at 8.
Yep.
You're going to be here till 6.
Exactly.
No.
And that's why I think it's so hard, because you're like, well, if they're so strict about everything else, why would they not be strict about a schedule? But they're not. And so then you're like, crap. And
but
so
then they're still strict about you getting there on time.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't have a schedule, but we expect you to be here in 15 minutes. Oh, and by the way, you have to be here 15 minutes before we tell you you have to be here.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to be here in 30 minutes, but that really means you got to be here in 15.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is hard. And I think for Cade, especially now that we're married and he lives a little bit farther from his area, it's so hard.
Yeah.
Because...
he'll get used to it.
Well, for so long, it was like, oh, something happened. Let me just roll out of bed, put my shoes on, and walk outside. And like, he lived in his area. There was no commute. It was not
literally
even
a walk.
A 3-minute walk, you know? So I think that's the hard thing now, is all the time that's spent driving back and forth.
Yeah. He'll get used to it. Because Austin only spent... like a week in the barracks, because we got married when he was in schoolhouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he was like a week in the barracks, and then I moved out here. So he didn't ever get that, but he was envious of their commute. Yeah. And I will say that Caden will get used to it, because eventually he'll forget. Like, that'll be so far in the past that he'll be like, this is my normal. It just sucks right now, because he is used to like that extra 30 minutes of sleep.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay, next one is, Knowing what they know now, would they make the same decision? What was Austin's answer?
Word for word, yes, I would have still joined. Ooh, rah.
I love that. Cade said, I would do it again, but I would choose a different MOS, which means, that's like, smart. A different job. Just because Cade is not obsessed with his job, and so I think if he had done a little bit more research and talked to a couple more people, I think he would have made a different decision and been a little bit more happier, which is why we're trying to change jobs.
You know what's crazy? Austin's original, he signed up for AAV, which are those water tanks, the one that fell to the bottom of the ocean.
Really?
Yeah, that was his original job that he enlisted for, but they changed it because they changed it on like everyone.
Yeah.
But
he changed it when he was at boot camp.
Yeah, they changed it when he was at boot camp.
Oh my god.
So like they told him, nope, you're doing this instead. I'm so thankful because that is a hard and scary job.
What's Austin's actual MOS? I feel like I should know this.
It's HIMARS. Like the number?
No. But like, what's his title? Like, Cade's is like FDC, Fire Direction and Control.
So he's a cannoneer.
Cannoneer, that's what it is. Okay.
But he's like, HIMARS is.
And is it like, is he does that?
Yeah. So he was trained on howitzers.
Yeah, in cannons.
And then did good, so they moved him to HIMARS once he graduated
cannons. When he graduated in Fort Sill. Okay, same thing happened with Cade. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay, so they would do it. They would do it. Ooh, rah, Cade's least favorite word.
I did not expect him to say that. I think when it's I so saw funny. That, I was like, oh my god, you booed.
Okay, next question. What are the physical, mental, and emotional tolls that comes with being a military wife? Physical and mental and emotional. So let's start with physical. What is the physical toll?
Well, we got to do a lot of stuff on our own. So you got to know how to, if you've got a lawn, mow your own lawn.
Yeah.
I just saw a military wife that I know. Her husband is gone a lot.
Really?
A lot. And I believe they live in Georgia.
Okay.
I want to say one of the southern states.
Yeah.
Huge backyard. She just did a reel of her mowing, like fast forwarded kind of. Mowing her whole lawn, and she's in overalls and cute little boots.
Oh, that's adorable.
So cute, and she does it all the time because he's always gone.
Yeah.
So definitely physically, I mean, we have to be the handy ones. If you're not the handy one and you just sit on your butt, nothing's gonna get done. And if that's your prerogative, that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
But for us, I know we're very independent. We like our house to run well, and we gotta do all that on our own.
I have a question. When it comes to the physical, because they have to be kept in such physical shape, do you feel like that, like, also ties to you in your physical shape? I don't know. Like, do you just feel like the pressure?
I
still have a lot
of baby weight. No, I do. I feel the pressure because Austin goes to the gym every day at lunch. So he doesn't take lunch. He goes to the gym.
Okay.
And he works out with, like, one of the guys that he works with. And I will say that I feel like I need to match him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's all into his physique and how he looks, and I feel a little bit guilty that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be. I used to look great, and then I had a baby.
Yeah, but you had a baby, so you have to give yourself
some slack. Oh my gosh. And I know I could get back to that, and I will once, like, we move and there's more time, right?
Yeah.
There's just no time right now. But also, my new job, they have a gym in the office.
No, so that's
there
nice.
We go. But I do feel that pressure.
Okay, because I feel that pressure. I feel like I don't even have an excuse because I'm doing it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have those extra responsibilities. Work's been super nice. You know, just things are so different now. And so, like, I feel that pressure of, like, well, my husband can run 3 miles, so, like, I should too. You know?
Oh, I don't feel that pressure.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I feel like I push Cade to, like, do well on his things, and my whole thing is if I'm pushing you, I should be able to. So, I'll go run with you.
I think that's a really healthy way of looking at it, though, because then he knows that you're in it.
Like, yeah.
He's not doing it by himself. I think that's really healthy.
So, that's just my other, like, pressure physically. I'm like, y'all are all so physically fit that, like, I want
to. Not all of them.
That's true. Not all of them. Cade is very physically fit, and so, like, and I know that Kate doesn't feel this way, but I also feel like this pressure, like, when you go to the ball, like, I would hate someone to be like, that's Culver's wife, like.
Same.
Like, I don't know, I just feel like because they're so, like, the Marine Corps mentality is just so physically fit that it's like.
Look good, be hot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, mental. What do you feel like mental, like, what's the mental toll?
So much mental toll. I feel like I'm mentally exhausted, and I think it's because, this is what I get from Austin. he is emotionally exhausted from work. Mm-hmm. They don't really, I mean, okay, Austin doesn't do shit at work, right? He doesn't do anything. But emotionally, it's very stressful thinking,
to have someone yelling at you all the time.
Am I going to get yelled at because I forgot to do something? Yeah. Even though he has no idea if he forgot to do something, just that it's just fear, the thought and the fear that something's happened. Or, Phillips, I need to see you in, you know, so-and-so's office. Even though if it's something super chill, like, you can leave for the day, or it's I just need just, you to sign this form, that whole walk... The
anxiety is just...
Yeah, the walk or the drive to the office, he is freaking out, right? Yeah. And he'll never admit that. He'll never say, oh, I was so nervous. But it's an emotional toll.
Oh, yeah.
And so when he comes home, he can't really mentally, because I don't know if I want to throw the sexism thing out there, but as a guy, he can't handle all the shit that I have to worry about in a day. Like, making sure... Well, I just listened to a podcast. Oh, my God. So good. They interviewed the author. It's called The Mom Room. Mm-hmm. She interviewed the author of a book called How Not to Hate Your Husband After Kids.
Oh. Is it really
good? I have never resonated with someone so much about my current situation with my husband. Because I have totally resented him after having the baby. And for so many reasons. But.
So it was, like, helpful.
She was, so like, shout she's, out. Like, just like me. Really? Like, she's like, oh, I pop off. And I call him names. And I'm like, oh, my God, I pop off all the time. Right? So.
Okay, wait. So what is the podcast, in case anybody,
Yeah, it's called The Mom Room.
The Mom Room.
And it's this cute little, the cover is a cute little cartoon of a blonde girl, and she's holding wine in one hand, and I think books in the other, or toys in the other. But she's great. I really like her guest
speakers. What was the episode?
Oh my God, it's like 100 and something. It's like
okay. Really, but it's about the like not it's resenting. It's
literally in the
like the name of
in the name it says author of, and I can't remember the author's name, but I'm horrible. But if you just search author of How Not to Hate Your Husband After Kids, So she has this term that it's so simple, but I've never thought of, house manager.
Oh.
She's like, I don't want to be the house manager. I want to be house co-manager.
Oh.
I want 50% of the things that that I don't even have to think of.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, even if I'm telling you to do it, I'm still thinking about it.
I don't
it.
Want to think about the trash. I want you to know that the trash is going out and that I don't have to worry about what time, what day, where the trash stands.
And him saying, oh, well, I did it. I'm like, but I still have to tell you to do it. So I still delegated as the house manager.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that's the mental toll, is being house manager, because it's really hard for him to check in, and that's our biggest obstacle right now, is I keep telling him, you need to check in. Now I'm using the term co-manager. I need a co-manager. And I'm like, I just want to not have to think about these things. I just want to think like, oh, he's got it.
Yeah.
Or, oh, wow, it's already done.
Yeah.
Shit, like, I can cross that off, you know? Like, that would be so nice. So that's my biggest mental toll.
I feel that. Mental, I think mine is, and it's so cheesy, but, like, my mental toll is worrying about Cade. It's, like, worrying if something's gonna happen, worrying if this is, like, gonna happen with this, or worrying about if work's gonna change their mind about that. Like, I feel like mine is just this, like, mental, like, the Marine Corps is gonna change his mind, the Marine Corps is gonna change his mind, the Marine Corps is gonna change his mind.
Yeah.
Like, something happened to Cade. Like things like that. I feel like for me, it's just that constant, like, even when he was deployed and it wasn't even, like, a scary area, I was like, what happens? I remember driving home one day from work, and I was still living in Ohio, and they were putting together a team that was going to the Middle East, and he texts me, and he's like, we're having a briefing in 30 minutes to find out who's going to the Middle East. And I'm like, hyperventilating on the way home, because I'm like, what are the chances that something can happen to him? So slim. So the chances of him even going, still so slim. And I was running every worst case scenario through my brain.
Yeah.
And then, like, an hour later, he goes, didn't get chosen for it. I'm going home to take a nap.
And you're like...
And I'm like, okay, thank you, because I...
How could you... Yeah.
You know? And so, for me, the mental... And, it, like, I feel like I'm constantly worrying about his safety and, like, if he's okay and what's going to happen and things like that.
Yeah. What's funny is I wish they would just send Austin to the Middle East. Then I could stop freaking hearing about it. About how he doesn't do anything and how he wants to be useful.
Yeah.
Kill some Hajis, whatever he says. And I know that's not politically correct. I'm just paraphrasing. Don't come at me.
I'm so dead. Okay, the last one is, what's the emotional toll?
I feel like it's so much. Just because, to be completely transparent, we're having a lot of emotional ups and downs right now, figuring out this new parenting role. And I feel I'm a different person. Like, yeah. Since giving birth, since this last deployment, I'm 100% a different person. And Austin, I feel like, is a little bit different too, because yeah. he's had to grow up being a dad. And we've kind of gone through a lot of emotion right now as far as figuring it all out together. It's hard to kind of explain because it is so, like, personal, but yeah. also, like, everyone goes through it, right? Yeah. Like, especially in a situation that we're in. And what's great is we have reached out to, like, the chaplain. That's and awesome. He gave us this questionnaire that was, like, 100 freaking questions. Mm-hmm. So in-depth questions. You rate, like, definitely would to definitely wouldn't or whatever. Mm-hmm. Strongly would. And then we haven't had the meeting with him yet, but he evaluates all that. And he'll sit down with us and go over our answers.
That's awesome.
And it's, like, things where one of them was, do you feel that your spouse controls the money? Mm-hmm. And then it was, like, how do you feel? Do you think you could go out and buy this if your spouse... So it's, like, in-depth questions. So yeah. today I was like, do you feel controlled by me? Because I control the money.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, sometimes I do feel like I can't buy things. And I was like, well, it is. It's your money, too. Like, you yeah. don't want you to feel like that.
I totally feel that because Kate and I are... That's, like, our thing right now yeah. is figuring out the money situation. Because... And we literally had something come up about... I don't know. Was it 3 weeks ago when it happened? But, like, because... Like, I do all of the payments of the bills.
Yes.
I'm, like... And so, we have shared accounts. Nothing about it's, like, secret or anything. But I'm the one that makes sure to pay the account... Or uh-huh. to pay the bills. I budget. I literally track
everything.
You allot
everything. Yeah.
yeah. You know? And so, Cade and I are trying to figure out what are we going to do? How is this going to work? Are we both going to budget together? Because my whole thing was, I was like, I've set up this budget and now you're not following it.
Yeah.
And then he goes, well, can I not buy anything? And then I'm like, well, no, but it's not in the budget because you didn't follow the budget, you know? And then my dad gave me some good advice by saying, like, it can't be one way or the other way. Like, you can't do everything. Because Cade has to know, because Cade still has to follow the budget.
Yeah.
You know?
He has to be
and
involved.
I was like, oh, that's a really good thing. Because Cade, like, in one hand will be like, well, just go deal with it. And I'm like, but if I deal with it, you don't know about it. And then we have a fight about, you know? And then Cade's like, we're really fighting about $6.83. And I'm like, yes, because it's the principal, you know? And things like that. And so for us, I was like, I don't want you to feel like you can't just go out and buy something, but at the same time, if you don't talk about it, then I don't know, and then we get, you know, and so that's been our hardest thing, because it's like,
yeah,
do you check in? Do you not check in? And then, like, something that Kate's had to realize was, I was like, okay, fine. Here's your amount of money each month that you can spend. You don't have to report back to me. You can just spend it, and if you decide to use your credit card so that I'll see it, like, you're not using cash, I will just mark it as Cade's extra fun, and there's no thought of yeah. it, you know what I mean? And then in 10 days, it's spent all. And so I'm like, well, you're done for March. And he's like, well, you know, and so it's just those learning things. But I definitely think in one mind, in like your, I guess for me, I thought, oh, combining bank accounts is just combining bank accounts. Oh, it is so much more than going to Navy Federal and saying, hey, please put my name on the account.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a lot.
It's a lot. And money is obviously, like, the biggest huge stressor for yeah. all families, civilian or military. And in the military, we're on such a, like, fixed, short budget that, yeah. especially if you don't have a second income, it can be hard. And I know we're definitely the minority. I know a lot of service members are the ones who control the money.
Yeah.
And so that is a prevalent question, for sure.
We should have a topic about that.
Yeah, definitely. That is definitely a prevalent question. So when we answered that questionnaire, I was, like, so stressed out. Because I'm like, oh my god, does he feel like I control him because of the money? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I asked him, and he does feel that way. So great.
You're
like, we're not going to talk about that with the chaplain. But emotionally, it's hard. You have to be strong. And I think that's why a lot of military marriages don't work. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot.
Do you still have the questionnaire?
Yeah. Well, like, it's online. Oh. And so it's like, I submitted it.
Okay.
And you have, like, a passcode.
I just wonder what, like, the questions are. I just want to, like, see what they were.
So many questions. Like,
I guess I could just Google, like, the questionnaire.
It's, like, enrich. But you have a passcode. Oh. So he gives you a passcode to log in. And it was, like, super easy. Austin went because he was having, like, Austin has his own issues. I have my own issues. Like, everyone needs therapy, right? So I told Austin, go to the chaplain. Like, if you don't talk to me about it, talk to the chaplain. And that's where this all started, right?
Oh, that's awesome.
So the chaplain gave us that resource, and freaking Austin told him I was uncomfortable going into the office because I was. And so now the chaplain's like, well, I'll change into civilian clothes if it makes her uncomfortable. So now I look like weak because I can't handle going into a freaking chaplain's office.
What, like, rank is a chaplain?
I think they can be...
Can it be, like, any rank? You just, like...
I think so, because you go to school to be a chaplain.
Really?
Like,
because, like, the only chaplain I've ever met was, like, an LDS chaplain.
Oh, yeah, they have one for every,
He was, like, over the SLI.
Religion, yeah. They have one for every religion.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, at MZRD, Austin would go to the Buddhist, what do you call that? Like, the Buddhist service?
Yeah.
Because they basically, they prayed on their... face.
Yeah.
So they also would nap. Literally. Like, at boot camp.
Oh my god.
Where he could get freaking roasted harder than anyone, he would nap. Because they couldn't mess with them in church service.
Yeah, it's no, sacred. You can't.
They could not go in there.
That was Kate's favorite thing on Sundays. He was like, I get 2 hours to sing Toby
Keith. Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny. Okay,
but
sorry.
Definitely an emotional toll. I think... Like we said in our very first episode, if you're going to be a military spouse or significant other, you have to be strong emotionally and mentally because it is so hard.
Yeah. It's just not like a normal job. It's a lifestyle.
I had it easy in the first couple of years because this last 6 months, 6 to 9 months, I guess almost a year, actually. Yeah,
it's literally
almost
a year.
Oh, my God. It's been almost a year.
Because it's already March.
I know. It's been really hard. It's definitely tested me in so many ways, but... We're getting through it.
Okay, second. So we have two more questions to finalize. So do your husbands ever get a choice of next deployment area? So deployment area, no. They
definitely
do not choose where they go to deployment. If they do re-enlist, I believe that... So for certain jobs, you do get a say. So like for Austin's job, there's only two places it can happen. So you do get a say.
Yeah.
That say could get changed if they have like an influx of one area and need another.
Yeah. Or they have a crappy career planner.
Yeah.
The career planner could just determine what they want to do, but they have a cool guy.
But when you're at a schoolhouse, you make a list of duty stations. Doesn't mean that you'll get that duty station, but you do make a list.
Yeah.
So anything like that. So deployment, that is, you are sent when you're
100%
needed.
No control over
no control. But for your duty station, you sometimes get a control. You could put your preference. That doesn't mean it will happen, but sometimes, most of the time, you're at least asked to see if they can try and feasible it somehow. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, with the Marine Corps, we've got two main bases in the United States. I mean,
there's a bunch of
there's places that you
ones.
Could go as a Marine Corps or as a Marine because we're attached to the Navy, but I mean, if you're not in a job that you do with the alongside the Navy, you're going to one of two places.
Yeah, I would say there's four main. There's Okinawa, Hawaii, Pendleton, and Lejeune. And then you have the smaller ones. You have Yuma, you have 29 Palms, you have Quantico, you have Cherry Point.
There's one in Alaska.
Yeah, so, like, you have smaller ones, but unless you're, like, really specialized, then you can go to random ones or recruiting duty, you're in a different one. But you have a bigger say for... your next enlistment or recruiting. Mm-hmm. Drill instructor, obviously, is same as SOI or MCT, your two areas. But deployment, you have absolutely no chance because you're just sent where you're needed.
Yeah.
And then to round out this question and answer session, the last one is, are Marines ever able to change their duty field? So you are able to change your MOS. There's two ways that this can happen. The first is what Shay's husband did, which is called a billet. So, basically, he's not changing his job. He's just doing a different job for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll go back to his other job.
For the last year.
Yep. You can do that. And same thing happens if you get recruiting duty or if you become a drill instructor or you do Marine security guard. You go do that and then you come back to the MOS that you were trained at when you first joined the Marine Corps. Then what is called a lat move, so a lateral move, means you change MOSs. So you say, hey, I don't want this MOS. I'm going to go to a new schoolhouse, do the schoolhouse, and then you'll get sent somewhere else, and that's your new MOS. So there are two options. There are pros and cons that come with each of them, but you're never actually stuck in one. And then other ones, kind of like we talked about with our... special guest Ashley, like her husband, certain ones you have to be in the Marine Corps for X amount of time to then apply for it. Like MARSOC, you have to apply and then you have to be selected because it's so competitive and you have to be the best of the best to like get into MARSOC. So they're in MARSOC stands for like Special Operations Marine Corps. I don't know.
MAR is Marine.
Yeah, so it's Marine Special Operations. It's like special ops. It's like the cream of the crop, you know? But
the cream of the crop.
But so you can change, but it kind of just depends. Everything, and I think the hardest thing with the military is if one guy's told no, another guy can be told yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can ask people for advice. That's something that's really popular on the wives pages is like, what's recruiting duty like? Or what's this like? But the thing that will come down to it is that your life will still be different. Example, like Shay and I, our husbands are in the same area under the same command and still their jobs and what they're told is different.
100%
different. Austin was told he couldn't come home from the birth, but someone in his unit was sent home for something way less important than a birth of their child.
Yeah.
And in the same deployment. So
same section, same command.
So that's the thing where it's hard to, like, rely on anything else than your own experience, but just because it happened to someone doesn't mean it can't happen to you, but just because it's happened to someone means it can happen to you.
Yeah, it's
confusing. Inconsistent. But, I think this episode was really great because I think so many people deserve to know
these questions are universal.
Yeah.
These are great questions.
A lot of people. So, shout out to everybody that submitted a question. I really, really appreciate it. Because I think it's sometimes as the person in the military and being the spouse, it's hard to know what people do have questions about.
Yeah. And I think we'll do, you know, later down the road, another one.
Another one. Yeah. Because I've had a lot of people reach out and say, oh, I was listening to your episode. And I'm like, oh, expand on that. And so I'm like, yeah, just text me. If you have a question during the episode, text us and we will try and explain it. Or if we can do a whole episode on it, we will do that. I have a lot of people that text me and say, okay, you said an acronym, but we don't know what that is. Or you said even just, like, a word. We don't know, like, what a gunny is. Like, just, like, oh, I'm sorry, a gunny is a gunnery sergeant, you know? And so I really appreciate when people reach out and say, hey, can you explain this? Or, hey, can you expand upon this?
Your side of the listeners are a lot more interactive.
That is true.
Mine are like, oh, yeah, that was a good episode. And I'm like, no feedback.
My dad is the best. Shout out to him. He texts me after every episode that he listens to and goes, okay, so you should do this. Don't do this.
I love him. I can't wait to meet him one day.
I know. I'm so excited for May. But he's the best. And I have a lot of people that listen and give me feedback, which I am very grateful for. But I'll be like, okay, what was your thought? And, like, he's, like, very not, like, he's very quick to be like, that was not your best episode.
Like, do they know that you offered them to babysit while we do a couples?
No, but they'll know now. They're both. Yeah, so Mom and Dad, when you're out here in May, you're going to watch Parker so that we can do an episode with both the guys. My mom will love it.
Didn't mean to throw you under the bus there.
No, but they'll love it.
Oh, I'm sure they will. And he's a happy baby, so.
Exactly. All right, well, this episode was amazing. I'm so happy to be back recording with you. And we will talk to you guys next Friday.
Bye.